Time now for StoryCorps Griot, the project that's recording Black Americans across the country. Ricardo Pitts Wiley was a teenager in Michigan when he started attending a new school in 1968. Ricardo recently told his son how that experience shaped the rest of his life.
I got bused to a high school in my sophomore year. From a school that there was a large African-American Black population to a school that we were 2% of the population. And it was awful, just awful, getting bused. Even though I always thought I had intelligence, I never felt like I wanted to even try to use it there. So I did just enough to get by. In my junior year, a teacher there, Bob Price, put me in a play, Romeo and Juliet. And I was the only Black kid in the play, and I caught hell. I caught hell from the white kids at this school, and I caught hell from the Black kids. And in some ways, it forced me, caused me to distance myself from both of them. Neither one of them were willing to support what I wanted. So I became kind of single-minded in that respect. And opening night, I came out on stage with this kind of fake beard and this big floppy mushroom hat made out of upholstery fabric that the director's wife had made. And everybody burst into laughter. And what could have been a crushing moment in my life really was just something different. I just said, no, I'm not going to give in. And I had this little squeaky voice, and I just kind of dug in, and I just begged for this voice, the spirit of Brock Peters, who was very much alive at that time. But I always loved his voice, Brock Peters, all those muscles and everything. You know, he's like a Black man with big voice and muscles and bad, you know, Porgy and Bess, all that stuff. And I said, I need that voice, Brock. And he sent it to me. And a voice came out, and I was the prince. Not a big part, but I was the prince. And after that opening scene, when I walked off stage, I said, that's it. This is what I'm going to do for the rest of my life.
Ricardo Pitts Wiley has worked on and around the stage for more than three decades. He came with his son Jonathan to StoryCorps in Providence, Rhode Island. StoryCorps Griot is currently in Holly Springs, Mississippi. All the Griot Initiative recordings are archived at the Library of Congress. A copy of each interview will also go to the National Museum of African American History and Culture in Washington, D.C. To find out how to record your interview and to hear more from StoryCorps Griot, go to nprnewsandnotes.org.
StoryCorps is sponsored by AT&T. Funding for StoryCorps Griot comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
That's our show for today. Thank you for sharing your time with us. To listen to the show or subscribe to our podcast, visit our website, nprnewsandnotes.org. No spaces, just nprnewsandnotes.org. To join the conversation or sign up for our newsletter, visit our blog at nprnewsandviews.org.